This is The Switch with Eric and Oscar. Let's switch it up.
Alrighty, so welcome back to another episode of The Switch. The Switch in person. I'm in front of Eric.
IP in person.
I like that. And dude, IP is like intellectual property too. And IP address. What is IP? Internet protocol.
Internet protocol.
Nice, man. So in today, person. We're not going to talk about anything IP. But one thing I wanted to share is one of the topics I sent you, which was the radio, man.
The radio.
It was this past weekend, and I went to go get breakfast for Bella. And as we're ordering, I tend to drive, and I could be without music. That's you, right?
Me too.
And so I could be without music, and I could, you know, I'm like, I guess, thinking or doing something. And so I'm there with Bella, but Bella likes music, man. And so she's like, Dad, can you put the music, or can you put some music on? And then I was thinking, Bella, do you know when the radio was invented? Because I had looked at this already. Huh? And I said, in other words, it's so easy to just say, put music on. And it's great. But I had that thought, man, that a couple months ago where I'm like the radio is so present. And podcasts, if you're listening to this while you're driving, it's everywhere. And so I started thinking, well, how long have people dealt with this stuff? And because I go on weird trips like that. Yeah. And when do you think it was invented?
1923.
What? It's 1929, 1930. Creo. De lo que dicen. If you Google it, it'll say that. Not radio. Sorry, the car radio. So I'm talking specifically about the car radio.
So about 100 years ago.
Yeah, almost. We're about to
hit the 100 year mark.
Hit the 100 year mark. And
that's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, how easy it is for us to, one, have something in our cars, be listening to music. You could take the concert with you. You could take, the influence with you, news, podcasting, The Switch, right? What else? YouTube now, if you connected. It's just insane, man. So, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that when it comes to having access to all this entertainment?
It's just, first of all, When you said Bella asked me this, when I asked Bella this, I put myself in your shoes. And I'm like, dude, as fathers, we're always asking random questions to our kids, and they're like, Dad, just play the damn music. And we're like all philosophical. Dude, my daughter, I have these talks with her, right? And I'm like, no, it's because the heart has these frequencies and they cross paths. They go through the walls, and when you walk across somebody, they're gonna feel your heart vibration. And my daughter's like, "Hey, Dad, I'm kind of hungry."
Dude, it's similar, right? But yeah. I think it's important for them to learn, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling her what I'm thinking, right? And because we're having trying to have these conversations, but she's thinking about something totally different, and us as dads, we're like, no, did you know when the radio was invented? You know,
you think it's because we would have wanted to know that? Maybe our parents were probably teaching us other things, right? Obviously, our upbringing, but why do you think, I don't know, why do you think we do that?
I don't know, bro. I think we know that it's maybe something that they can think about, that it's important, that it could be relation. So they don't just think it's a thing that's happening. They can understand where it came from. So I think we always think like that.
The Loteria game. A couple of years ago, I wanted for us to record a couple of episodes on switching it up on things that we see and digging into it. So Loteria, I thought it was World de Mexico and La Dama, La Chalupa and things like that. But if you could Google it, and I'm not going to Google it right now, but I remember looking into it, and I think it was invented 500 years ago in Spain. Loteria, the original Loteria. We still need to do fact check on that. But so once you dig into it, you're like, oh, shoot. I don't know. It's a menor elemento ahorita, Monopoly. Why those figurines? Where did they come from? And then I start digging, but that's my... I guess I want Bella to be curious.
Curious mind. Your curious mind. So I think we as fathers, and I'm going to take it back to the radio and all that stuff, but it came to my head when you said that Bella was probably, Dad, just play the music. I don't want to know about the radio. But we know the importance of the other sides, but we understand where they're coming from. Like, they want that instant gratification. That, like, I want my music. Like, I want to hear some music.
Taylor Swift and
whatever's popping.
Olivia for them, right? Rodrigo. Rodrigo.
Ya me perdiste, güey. I only know Taylor Swift. I don't know about.
Yeah, this is. So anyway, that's what she's listening. But yeah, they don't. It's not that they don't care. Right? It's just not in their awareness, I guess.
Right? Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not important right now.
It's not. Yeah.
It shouldn't even be important to me, the radio. But I like learning about the technology we have, man.
And
not take it for granted.
No, I know, and I'm always talking about stuff like that. So I know that when with having that access. To radio, like, we take it for granted, right? I mean, you go back to like 1920s or whatever when it began, you start thinking about, okay, dude, what's the trajectory between now and then? Because it didn't advance for so long, you know. I think in the 80s, 90s, the radio was mainly the thing, and then they started introducing the 8-track and then the tape player to like a car, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then I don't even think.
CD,
like, CD, it lasted for a few years, and then USBs, the little, what do you call it, the USB ports, yeah. And then like the phones not connected. So like, dude, like you have a vast variety of types of entertainment that you want to choose.
Yeah, and you could take it with you, but it didn't come as easy back then. And I thought, like, for a technology like that, and how young it is, dude, because. You know, may she rest in peace, my grandma, but she passed at the age of 80.
Mm-hmm.
And 80, and this radio is about to be 100 years old. It's very little time. And like what we're doing with it now, I think we went into TV, and I mean the song, right? The TV killed the radio show or host, right? Something.
TV killed the radio star.
Yeah. Radio star. Yeah. TV killed the radio star. And then now you see it come back. It's not radio, just radio, but there's podcasts and things like that. And I don't know where the technology is going, man. I think it's going to be awesome, but we need to just know where it came from and what we could do with it, like, going forward.
Dude, and like I was telling you the other day, when I was driving back from the concert, and we had the CD. Actually, when I was driving to the concert, we had the CD. I was telling my kids, like, you guys don't understand that by having a CD, like an album, and listening from beginning to the end without any interruptions is one of the best things you can do as a listener to respect the creator's project. Because now we don't get that. Like, you search up a song on YouTube, or even if you search up the album, you're going to have interruptions unless you have the premium, right? But even then, it's not the same experience.
No.
Like, I remember buying the albums, the cassette tapes at one point, and opening the wrapper, like, and smelling that fresh new cassette, you know, like, this is good. It's going to be, let me read the credits. And then you put the cassette player, and then you play, and you listen from one side to the second side, A side or B side, whatever you want to call it. And it was an amazing experience, bro. Like, ooh, that song is, I don't like that much, but it's growing on me. Because you know that the first three songs are legit, or the intro, it has the intro, you know, like, and then it has like a little ad, like a ad, not an ad, like
interlude,
yeah. Right? And then, so all of these factors, when you listen to them on a consistent basis, they become like, that's the routine. Like, oh, that's, I like the way it flows together.
Hey, in question, like right now that you're saying, like, where you could have control over it. Okay, play it, listen to it, respect the creator. Do you like radio, even if you do like a Pandora or Spotify station, or because you don't know the song that's coming up next?
You know what? Let me tell you a quick experience. Yes, I do, wait, yes. Because today on the way to work, I normally don't listen to music, and if I do, I'll go into a radio station, and it's usually 107.3 with Sammy the House.
Oh, yeah,
because he plays, he goes back. Shout out to Sammy. I saw him this weekend. Shout out to Sammy. And, dude, it took me out of my mojo, bro. Like, it brought me back to, like, hey, dude, this is, you're having a good day. Because, I don't know, something, he puts music that's very uplifting, and it's 70s retro, like 80s, 90s. And I was driving over here, and I heard a song. I never heard it before, but it's something about, you can do it, you got the magic. And I was like, dude, yes, I can do this, I got the magic, you know, like, It put me in an instant.
Because you weren't expecting
no.
it.
No.
Because you have, or at least for me, it's like I have the playlist that I put. So when I get up and do cardio in the morning, mm-hmm. like I have a workout playlist. I have a business playlist. I don't know. You're like, what?
I have a marketing playlist.
No, but I have a workout playlist and I have like a chill music playlist. And so but I know the songs, dude. It gets boring. Mm-hmm. And when you hear radio, like the best thing one of the best things that kind of to shake it up is I go practical. Is I go to Spotify and if you like a song, hit the little three dots and then start create station. And then
it plays all those
similar it'll play songs. Random things and I like that. And I think radio did that, dude. I remember just staying close to the radio like in the 90s because, you know, they were going to play like Regulators. Like, I think, were they playing bro, it? Yeah, they were, right?
Yeah, they
like did. Like on radio. And remember Scatman? Right? Okay. No. Hey. ¿Te acuerdas de eso?
That was your song, bro?
No, it wasn't, bro. But like you would listen to
it. No, that era.
Yeah. And then they would play it. And then you had to wait.
To play
it. And I remember regularly, I think Victor and I recorded it. Because we would want to record it from the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we had little tapes and stuff like that. And back then, you didn't have access to control your playlist.
We would do the same thing. My brothers and I were like, hey, bro, that song's coming up. We'll record it. And sometimes you wouldn't get the whole song because, like, you know how they mix them? And, like, the DJ comes in and, like, sometimes he came out, pero no pedo, just leave it there. And, you know, Michael, what's my Michael J?
Loco?
Yeah, Local Radio.
Michael J.
Was it Michael J? Back in the 80s, 90s? Oh, it was like early 90s.
I remember, 90s. Well, it was AB the Hitman, no?
AB the Hitman or somebody like that. Yeah, AB Hitman too.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a few.
And este también el otro, Spinning Chris Garza.
Yeah. There's a few, the man. But so they had control of like the entertainment. Not they had control, that sounds like. But in other words, radio would control what was shared. And I think that is awesome. Where you don't control the entertainment that's coming. I think that's fun, dude.
That's fun, dude. If you think about it too, man. Because if you have so much control, you get so much used to it. You know what you like, and it's. But sometimes randomness is good too.
Yeah.
Randomness is really good. So, man, I was gonna say something about that too. Like, I was thinking about like now with Spotify. Let's say I play my playlist, right? And I'm jamming out. Todo volumen on the car, whatever. Like, especially when I'm in my car by myself, I'll tune it up, like turn it up. And then the bad thing about it, bro, is like you're jamming out, and then the ad comes on. And you're like trying to look all cool, and then the ad comes on, and you're trying to turn it down. Hopefully, nobody saw me.
Like now, you hear the taco company ad and local, like
you want to get a taco? Come to Stripes, and they, you know, like oh man. That didn't look so cool. That
didn't look so cool. So you don't like randomness or you're like, oh no.
No. Nice, I wish I could choose my ads where like they sound at least hip hopish or like reggaetonish or bandanish. You know?
Dude, you might have an idea then. Hey, imagine you could choose your ads. Not what you listen to, but
like the
your tone.
The tone of ads. I scared send me ads that sound like reggaeton or bandanish, you know.
Yeah, because if I'm going to pay attention, send me those ads.
At least.
Yeah, it's like, I think of Rogan when he does his ads at the beginning and the way he markets things. It sounds cool because he's just straight up like, buy this. According to this, it helps you like, yeah. And it's like,
it's
so.
Just, it's just perspective and like he does it in his own spiel. So that it sounds more organic.
So I think, that's influencer marketing, mm-hmm. right? In a way, but, imagine, yeah, like where if you go to Spotify and you're kind of signing up and you're getting your email and it says what type of tone for ads, you know, I think that would be beneficial. Like, and y'all might get me to click on a link or something. But that's cool, man. Anything you want to add there?
Just one last quick note. I remember my dad told me a quick story to me before we go in a spiel here. But my dad told me that one of his first World Cups that he experienced was through radio. I think I've mentioned it to
you
before.
Yes, you mentioned it.
And I always go back to that story because, like, the imagination had to be at an all-time high, bro. You know? They're listening to the play-by-play. They're actually listening to every detail that the announcer has to have. Like, you need to be very skilled to paint the picture of what's going on as it happened. You know, you can't, it's not like, like you watch the NFL now and, or you hear the NFL MLB radio station, like, oh yeah, we have 3 outs, 2 strikes, you know, blah blah blah, and but when they're talking about side conversation that not really about the game, it's more like about the players or whatever. Oh,
stats,
did you hear about
things like that?
He had an injury last year, he was playing for the Niners, and then he's back. But you're not hearing the play-by-play like to the T. And back in the days, because they didn't have television, they only had the radio.
I'll tell you one experience, man, I had. Like, it was last year during the playoffs. And it was the Chiefs, and they were playing the Bengals. I think it was a game. And it came down to, like, the last quarter. And the announcer, I was listening, because I was driving back, I was listening to it on SiriusXM. And the announcers were sharing, like, and you see the players running off the field. Like, it was really descriptive, right? But one of the things they said, and so they're far away from, they're about 45 yards to like field goal, and they're going to the data analyst to see if they're gonna take a shot. And it's the first time I heard that there's data analysts like on NFL teams that are just stats, and they say go for it, because every time we go for it in these weather conditions with this, they have like
up to date.
Yeah, that. But the radio, because TV is so visual, everything kind of gets answered just visually. The radio had to come spice it up, you and he to. Added the data analyst, which I've never heard that mentioned, and I thought that was interesting. And the other thing that I was gonna share was, if you see like, sorry, if you see apocalypse movies, it always goes back to the radio, man. And like, it could be the, I don't know, I'm thinking of this movie, but like the 28 Days Later, like back in the day, where everything's on the radio. And the I am Legend as well. Yeah. Well, it started on the radio, and then there was the Bird Box, I think, with Sandra Bullock where everything's on the radio. And so the radio's, I mean, it's awesome, man. It's
kind you of go like, back to the basics.
Yeah, so that's good, man. We'll jump into gratitude. I think for me, grateful for that curiosity, man, that's in me. Even if Bella's like, "Dad, I just want to listen to Taylor Swift." But for me, it helps me learn more. And even about the radio, and I'm just grateful that I have like that little spark of curiosity, because then it leads to these convos, and we might
endless talks.
We might have coined the ad tone.
Ad tone, yeah, hey, coming out soon.
Yeah.
Spotify near you.
What are you grateful for,
bro? I'm grateful that I've actually experienced all these eras of the radio, and so I can appreciate like a lot of the old school stuff that we call old school stuff, but old school stuff still, but it's still very modern technology. I took my daughter to Moon Lane Coffee this past weekend after we were worked at a health fair. You know what, let's go to coffee afterwards. You know, we went to get the coffee at Moon Lane, and they have vintage stuff there, right? And they have a vintage little radio. And I was like, look at that radio. That looks cool, right? And she's like, yeah, it looks cool. And it has like the tuner where you actually tune it, and it goes like the little stick, orange stick goes from one side to the other. So like, you have to tune it to the right frequency to get the right radio station. If it was 88.1, it had to be like right on dot one. Or if it was 99, whatever, you know, 99.3, and then you put it there. And then they had like on the side, if you ever go there, like it's really cool because they have a lot of vintage pieces. Shout out to Gabriel and Kicks, because they're all about vintage, right? You look at they have an old phone, bro, that has like
payphone?
Like it looks like a payphone. I mean, you got to look at it. It's like it's an old retro phone, but obviously that was like old technology with radio frequencies. It had like a little, like a cup looking thing that was like where you speak.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's like before payphones.
Yeah, that's way before. So I was just like looking at all that old technology that we consider old, but it's still modern day technology because it was created within the last 100 years.
Yeah, and so you're...
So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
To have that, and to experience all that.
And I want to ask you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
From Moon Lane Coffee, right?
Yeah.
So I've never been. What should... If I go,
bro,
what should I drink? Like...
I'm a straight up Americano type of guy. So if you get the Americano black, if you like it cold, get it with ice and two tablespoons of brown sugar and cinnamon.
Awesome. That's good. So, Moonling Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Gabriel. And you said Kicks?
Kicks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, guys. So, nice, guys. So, thanks, man, for sharing that. So, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Don't forget to come back for another 10-minute episode. At least 10-minute episode.
At least.
And don't forget, be the love.
Be the light.
Be you.
Be the switch.
Be the switch.